This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930. The answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That includes our over-the-road truck drivers out there, the men and women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Also, our bulk mail haulers out there, Felix and the gang, going from the bulk mail center to the post offices. And, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling gas, diesel, and jet fuel. And, of course, our Amazon drivers and warehouse workers, too. Thanks for all that you guys and gals do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. And we're on Instagram all the same way as Captain's America. Throw an S on the word Captain and add the word America. Put it all together, lowercase. You got it, Captain's America. Now, our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there and check it out. Now, joining us right now from California IA, our number two, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hello, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Would you be ready to say the pledge for the second time?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance. To the flag.
To the flag
of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Kyle, you got a couple of people to say hello to there.
That's right. Yeah, Captain, we want to say a big hello to Leo in Miami tonight, or this morning, as the case may be. He's been checking in with us, and we sure appreciate it and wish him well down there in his travels in Miami. Absolutely. And then also we've got a message that came in from Old Fred in Sarasota. We love hearing from Old Fred, don't we? Well, he writes in and he talks about, he saw a headline on the news on the local ABC Channel 7. It's evidently having to do with a truck driving school. It's called, I believe it's called Fleet Force Truck Driving School, expanding to SCF's
That's State College of Florida.
State College of Florida, right. State College of Florida was given $1.2 million from Governor Ron DeSantis, he writes, for a major expansion of commercial drivers' licensing, training, and apprenticeships programs in the state. And again, that's Fleet Force Truck Driving School. And again, that's from Old Fred in Sarasota, and we're glad to hear from him.
Good. So if you want to be a driver and you're down there in South Sarasota, Venice Way, go check them out. State College of Florida, the Fleet Force Truck Driving School. And that's good. I'm glad to hear that.
Absolutely. That's right. Well, and again, we love hearing from the truckers as well here on the program.
And Old Fred.
And Old Fred, too. And always Old Fred. Yeah.
Okay. Now, Representative Kat Kamak, who's from Florida, finds it laughable that the Democrats are asserting that Texas Governor Greg Abbott and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis brought forth an inhumane treatment to immigrants last week when the Republican governor sent approximately 50 migrants to Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts before Democratic Governor Charlie Baker quickly called in 125 National Guard members to oversee the migrant transfer to a military base at Cape Cod. The only thing that's inhumane is the commander-in-chief, who's now the trafficker-in-chief, said Kamak.
Well, and I'll tell you this. I think they were put on buses, right? And they probably, do they have an inhumane movie on the bus? I know they usually have video screens on these nice coaches and so forth, but that's neither here nor there. But again, Captain, they're trying to create this notion that somehow what's being done in terms of hoping to facilitate the travel of people who've come across the border illegally in so many cases to various sanctuary states and cities, that's inhumane?
I don't think so.
Yeah, and only because, if they travel across the border, and they're not supposed to be able to travel across the border because that's the idea of being an illegal immigrant into the country, there are ways to legally immigrate to the country that Americans support. But if they come to a place that is not a sanctuary state, and I guess those in the sanctuary states and cities just expect that those in the non-sanctuary states and cities are just supposed to foot the bill for that, that's ridiculous.
Well, yes, it is ridiculous, and I can't believe that they want to do all of that. But, here we go. They're taking advantage of our good nature, I guess.
Well, of course, and people are people, but this is a political statement that the left has made, a virtue signaling statement, and they expect everybody else to bear the burden so that they can feel good about themselves at cocktail parties. I hate to put it that way, but I think that's basically where they're coming from.
Well, so much for the cocktail parties, right?
Right, right.
But I'm not going anytime soon, are you?
Well, no, but it points up this issue perhaps in a way that has never been done before, and I don't think that the left is going to be able to really hold on to this very much longer in a practical sense.
Okay, hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with more with Kyle Ward, a professor of politics, and yours truly. We're going to dig up somebody here out in the parking lot and get them to yell at you as we take this break. So take it away live from the parking lot, please.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People were interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
This is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty. Thank you very much, Frank. And we'll tell you that this segment of the program is being brought to you by Relief Factor. That's a product that I take religiously. I take it every day and have for the past 8 years. And I take it because it works for the problems that I have. And yes, the problems that I have are such that I was taking at one time prescription medicine, and I didn't like the way it was making me feel, so I got rid of it. And then I thought, well, I'll take Aleve. So I took a handful of Aleve literally a day to cut the pain and the swelling and stuff that I was having problems with. And as a result, I found out that that was a mistake. Because it went after my stomach, and that wasn't a good thing. So I found out about 8 years ago about Relief Factor, and I've been taking it ever since. And all I can tell you, folks, is it works. And if you're in pain, or you suffer with inflammation, or both, and you've got maybe you've got something going on with your back, or your neck, or your shoulder, your hip, or your knee, or your foot, or your ankle, or your elbow, or your wrist, this is a product that will help you. And maybe you've even got general muscle aches and pains too. Again, this is a product that will help you. It's all natural. There's no narcotics in it at all. And the ingredients in it and why it works so well is it's got turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which goes after the inflammation that you have in your body. Plus, it lowers or eliminates the pain by going right straight to the source. Again, it's 100% drug-free. All you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, 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 and give it a try, $19.95 on a three-week quick start, relieffactor.com/captain. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Haven't heard much out of Beto O'Rourke running for governor of Texas, have you?
No, can't say that we really have.
Now, there may be a reason for it. Beto is down in the generic voting in Texas by 9 points to Governor Greg Abbott.
Yeah, that's really significant, isn't it? And it, that seems like it's going to be very difficult to recover from. Of course, Captain, I recall not that much long ago when Beto O'Rourke did that stunt where he came in to where the governor was giving press briefings and so forth about, unfortunately, about the school shooting, and came in, he came in there, he really kind of pulled a stunt. I think that was very off-putting to a lot of voters, for one thing. But also, of course, Beto O'Rourke's his policies and his far left sort of bent is not playing well.
Now, to the folks that are out there listening to the polling coming from the Democrats and from NBC and CBS and CNN, beware of the scenario that they hear about the big Democratic comeback narrative.
Well, oh, that's right. Yeah, it's all. Yeah. Don't worry, folks. It's starting to bounce back.
Turn around, folks. Where things are getting even, folks.
That's right.
No, it's not.
It's not at all. In fact, people look around, and also, Captain, you know what's going to happen next in terms of interest rates. Things are going to get worse
I'm going to tell you something that I did yesterday. Normally, I wouldn't say anything about this, because it's nobody's business. But I was at the grocery store, and there was a woman that had a cart full of groceries. And she had a little one tugging at her feet, you know, probably about 3-4 years old. And she was $10 shy of the money she needed to buy her groceries. And she started crying at the line, at the register, saying, I don't have any more money. I don't know what to take out. I need all of this. My family needs to eat. Blah, 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 blah. I have another one at home, et cetera, and all that stuff. And I turned around and I looked at a woman. She looked at me. She started to reach for her wallet. I reached for my wallet. I says, no, I got this. And I handed the clerk the $10. I says, here's the $10. I handed the clerk the $10, and I normally wouldn't even say anything about that, but that was the first time in a long, long time that I saw somebody stand in a grocery line, not have money, and start crying.
That is very powerful, and, you know, doing the Lord's work there, obviously. But this, Captain, is a real bad sign, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a real bad sign, and it's not because perhaps any lack of trying to do something or anything like that, but this is the effect of these policies and the effect of the inflation that has taken over American families by storm. They can't keep up with it. You can't just go buy an electric car. There are all this other stuff that we hear from the leadership. It's obscene. It really is.
Yeah, and I'm afraid that we're going to see more of this, because people really, they don't have the money because of everything that's going on right now. And again, you know, I get it. Gasoline. Oh, by the way, guess what went up in our neck of the woods down here?
What was that?
Our electric bills.
Really? Really? Well, I just saw a 10-cent jump from yesterday to today in the price of gas just down the street.
Yes, and I know why, because gasoline has been going up again. The wholesale price of gasoline has been going back and forth, and yesterday it went up about 10 cents a gallon.
Right. Now, and going back to that lady in the grocery line, can you imagine the choices that people are having to make about whether or not they could even put gas in their car to get to work? Or what are they going to take out? See, that's a gut-wrenching thing, isn't it? What am I going to take out of my life, right?
Yeah.
Of not just the grocery cart, but symbolically of everything else. This is terrible. And we know exactly how we got here, Captain. It's not because it dropped out of the blue one day.
Nope.
It's because of these policies.
And we also know that more than 100 million people now have massive medical debt that they can't pay. And this increase increases the risks of eviction, food insecurity, bad health outcomes, regardless of the insurance or the income of the people. And Axios reported that, and I have no reason to doubt that whatsoever.
No, not at all. The pandemic itself, of course, caused a major problems in people's health because they weren't going to the doctor on a regular basis, or they weren't getting scanned for this or that, and so on and so forth. But of course, now the high cost of medical care, and here's where I guess the federal government is, at least in terms of the Biden administration, they're much more concerned with forgiving student loans as opposed to coming up with other solutions that would help people with something as crushing as this.
And the FAA, by the way, has denied an airline request to ease the pilot hiring regulations and make it a little bit easier for people to hop in a cockpit of an airplane with maybe just a little bit of less training than what they've had to have before. The FAA said, nope, not going to happen.
Yeah, that's very interesting indeed. You know, I'm sure that it runs the gambit of applicants who might have a lot of experience, for example, coming out of the military.
Military pilots.
Well, exactly. So perhaps this will be the start of something in the sense of how they can evaluate proficiency as opposed to duration, you know, for lack of a better expression. And because otherwise we'll see more and more problems with transportation, but it has to be safe. There's no doubt about it.
Now, what was the city of brotherly love? Do you remember the city of brotherly love? What city that was?
Well, that would be Philadelphia. Sure.
And Philadelphia right now, Kyle, is on track to be the most violent city in the country after a summer of violence.
And I think people are just stunned by this kind of thing happening not only in Philly, but also happening in different parts of the country.
Atlanta.
Right. Yeah, you can't escape it. And I think that's almost the operative phrase here. If suddenly it becomes something you can't escape, well, now it's a much larger problem, but it's also something that the far left can try to say, well, in that case, we're going to do this, this, and this. But, Captain, when you let people out of prison for no good reason, or you have no bail, or, you know, you don't prosecute criminals, this is the state of affairs.
Well, unfortunately, violence is running rampant in the blue cities. I mean, you can just name a blue city and take a look at their rapes and murders and stabbings and violent crimes, and they're up. All of them are up.
Well, precisely. And it's a very, very bad omen, for lack of a better expression, for how our society is even going. You know, because this is becoming more the norm, and whereas there was some kind of a check and balance on it, you've got the far left prosecutors and so forth, and they don't seem to care.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I shall return, and we're going to let this gentleman take us out to break, if I can get this going here. Let's see. It should go now.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York fire rescue captain.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News.
Most of Puerto Rico is without water and electricity following Hurricane Fiona hitting the island. Governor Pedro Pierluisi warned that it could take days to get the lights back on. A magnitude 7.6 earthquake struck Mexico's central Pacific coast. One person was killed at a mall when a wall collapsed on them. Queen Elizabeth II, now laid to rest at Windsor Castle next to her late husband Prince Philip, after a send-off that the Queen planned every detail of. Adnan Syed is a free man as Baltimore prosecutors investigate new leads and alternative suspects in the 1999 murder of Syed's estranged high school girlfriend, Syed, the subject of the hit podcast Serial. On Wall Street Monday, the Dow gained 197 points, the Nasdaq rose 86.5 points, and the S&P 500 added 26.5 points. I'm Kenneth Burns, USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Your market, contact your favorite station and let them know that the Captain's America is available on GCN. I've seen numerous doctors over the past 20 years until I found the best. Dr. Bill at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has amazed me and my foot is 100% better. Dr. Bill specializes in injuries of the foot, ankle, and lower leg. My case was a tough one. None could help me, but Dr. Bill did. If you're having problems with your foot and lower leg injuries, I recommend Dr. Bill at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care in St. Petersburg. So Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care or call 727-896-4615.
All righty, let me tell you something. If you've got problems with your feet, or maybe you've got some wound problems, maybe you've been in the military and you have got the need of some wound care for your leg or your foot, diabetic foot care too, limb salvage or general podiatry, the person to go see is my good friend, Dr. Bill Spiropoulos, and he's in Clearwater at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. And he's just worked miracles with me. He saved my left leg. No doubt about it. Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. Their phone number is 727-896-4615. Doesn't matter where you live. Veterans. He's a Navy doctor, former Navy doctor. And he knows what he's doing. Knows what he's doing. So give him a call, 727-896-4615. He will help you. I can guarantee you that one. Again, I'd recommend him to anybody for their wound care. All righty. Back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we got a phone caller here. I'm not sure, but I think it might be Elliot. Is that you, Elliot?
Yes.
Are you there?
Kyle.
You're chopping up. Should you try it again?
Yes, Captain.
I hear you. Go ahead.
Can you hear me? Okay. America, when I first started tracking leftists Jake Sullivan and Kamala Harris, who traveled to Central America, they appeared at the largest cable news declaring open borders to all. That's where it began. I have zero faith in American journalists. The people that I follow are journalists from Central America, European, South America, including Panama, Colombia, and Brazil. There they begin to make their way by paying strangers to guide them through the treacherous Darien Jungle Gap. Through my coverage, I was also able to tell you that all of the Central and South America and countries around the world, from parts unknown, were emptying their prisons and jails into our open border society. Now we're finding out that it's true. The rich and the wealthy in America do not care. The bombs do not go off in their neighborhoods. I hope all of you were listening to President Trump's speech on Saturday in Ohio. He said directly, if you were listening, we have over 10 million illegals in our country. America, trust me, President Trump nailed it. The world once seen us as a force to be reckoned with. But now we are a laugh all around the world. Governments around the world fly these prisons, these prisoners and jail criminals into Mexico, pay the cartels to move their prison criminals across the border into our back and front yards. The only thing Joe Biden understands when you build a fire barbacoa up under his ass. America, hundreds of thousands of bad people from around the world are here. Thank you very much, Captain. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, I'm very much aware of what Elliot is saying because I followed that closely for several years. And the thing of it is he didn't talk about the body trail. You've probably been hearing in the last few weeks, Kyle, about the body trail that's all along that route where hundreds, if not thousands, of people have died over the years.
Yeah, it's horrible, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're just now starting to find out about that because they're going back and they're finding, where these people have either been left or where they've been buried, either one or the other. And it's not pretty, whichever way they happen to wind up. Unfortunately, there's no stopping it yet.
Right. Yes.
So, Mr. Professor, put on your thinking cap. How do we do it? And by the way, Biden's excuse is to throw money at it.
Well, that's one of the things. Yeah, they'll say, this is what we need to do. We're going to have this much money, and I'm calling for legislation, or I'm going to do this. And then they sort of move on to the next topic, and they just hope that you never come back and actually see to do
well,
really
I'm going to tell you right now, the answer is not money. The answer is this. It's to put pressure on Mexico and all those countries down there and say, look, we are not going to let these people come into our country. We are going to build our wall. We are going to enforce our immigration laws, and if you don't want to do something on your side, remember when they had 25,000 Mexican troops up there as a buffer?
Right, yeah.
Okay, where'd they all go?
Good question. Well, but that was also back during the previous administration as well.
Yeah, and they were told flat out that, hey, if you want us to buy your oil, if you want us to do business with you, if you want us to do blah, 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 this is what you got to do. And they did it because they had no choice.
Well, right. Well, what President Trump was trying to do was he was trying to create, this conducive environment to do better business between the countries and solve this problem at the same time. The liberal left, Captain, they want this problem because it's destabilizing.
Again, Cloward Pivot Strategy on steroids.
No kidding. No
All you got to do is go back to the Great Society, 1963, and start looking around, snooping around, see how all this stuff got started, and it's just gone downhill ever since.
Exactly right. And again, we're still seeing the hypocrisy of so many of the liberal left because they don't want to see illegal aliens come into their midst, but it's just A-OK if they come across the border and destabilize the society.
The time is now, right now, to take our country back. The time is now, right now. The longer we dilly-dally around and we allow these socialists and these communists and these subversives to run the show, the greater the chance and the likelihood that our country as we know it will not be our country anymore. We've got to wake the hell up and do something about this, and do it now.
Well, exactly right. And this means that it's literally all hands on deck to make sure that you're countering the bad information that's masquerading as good information. For example, as we talked about yesterday and we talked about on the program about the TikTok and so forth, this has got to be done.
Yeah. Okay. Eric is saying something we've talked about for years, that the State Department needs to be cleaned out. It's not just the State Department. It's the Department of Defense. It's the Department of Justice. It's all of our different departments where people were put in there at the middle level with permanent appointments. You couldn't fire them. You couldn't fire them. You know that, right?
Right, of course.
And who did that? Obama.
Right.
Obama did that. He put these people in there. They're the ones that are pulling the purse strings, not these other folks, because they're the ones that can sign all these different orders and do all these different things without ever even lifting a finger. And unfortunately, I know it, you know it, a lot of people in our audience know it, and the only person that can change that is a new president, a new administration. We've got to have a new administration. And if we can't have that, then we certainly have to have a new Congress. We've got to get rid of this Democrat Congress that is just ruining our country. Now, I can't tell you anything good that they've done. Can you?
No, but this is why it's, you know, coming up to this now in 49 days, basically. It's time to make that change. That's step one. Step two, of course, is taking back the White House. But, you know, Captain, the Democrats have demonstrated, they're doing it to themselves at this point, just how destructive these policies really are.
Yeah.
And it's no longer theoretical. It's the proof's in the pudding.
Yeah. And Senator Schumer came out yesterday and said that the government needs to give the Ukrainian government at least $12 billion in Ukrainian aid is needed to win the war. And he wants airplanes and tanks and all sorts of things to go over there, which I have no problem with that. I mean, I think they're going to do the right thing with it. And if they go and they attack a few bases in Russia along the way to knock the Russians the hell out of off their game, then so be it.
Well, hopefully we're going to see the end game here sooner than later of Russia failing miserably in Ukraine, ultimately. And whether or not that means that there's something that internally happens to Vladimir Putin, he gets deposed or what have you, that may be sooner than later.
Well, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch and our Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere. I shall return, and we shall be right back with more. Don't go nowhere, no how. We'll be back with more.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yeah.
effing up. What do you think, Kyle?
I love it. Yeah, the Fabulous Thunderbirds. That was back in 1986. Very good year.
Yeah, and tough is spelled T-U-double-F.
That's right.
And enough is E-N-U-double-F. Tough enough.
That's right. Tough enough. Gets the point across.
All right. Well, tell us what's going on out west, because you got some rain to tell me about.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. We're looking at the rain here on the radar map. Hasn't changed a whole lot since last hour, but we still continue to see some rain there along I-10. But now it's really more on the New Mexico side of the border, down between Arizona and New Mexico. But rain still up near Reserve as well, and a little bit south of the where the border between New Mexico and Arizona tonight. Also, we do have rain up in Northern California. This is up on Interstate 5. This is going to be in the Redding area, also a little bit south of that. And then as you start heading over the border with Oregon, you're also going to be encountering rain as you get through Medford and so forth up towards Roseburg. It'll start up again. Also, coming up 395, Klamath Falls, also in the Lakeview area, you've got rain tonight. Our friends in Montana, looks like they've got some rain in the central part of the state. If you're coming up I-94, this is going to be near Glendive. You still got rain in that area, and that's going to it's going to be just a little bit, and you'll come out of it as you head towards the border with North Dakota at this hour. We've still got some aerial flood watches. This is going to encompass parts of Colorado, Utah, Arizona, and New Mexico, all hanging around that Four Corners region. I-80, you've got storms coming through, and then also flash flood warnings on the California side of I-80 there in Northern California. Be careful out there.
All righty. We've got some patchy fog around Houston, Texas, and it is down towards Galveston, hit or miss down below there, all the way to the Mexican border. You'll find some, and then you won't, then you will, then you won't. Also from Lafayette, Louisiana, over to New Orleans, and after that, it's kind of hit or miss right along the shoreline over towards Mobile. We also have got some unsettled weather conditions. Could be some heavy fog in the middle of Indiana tonight. We're working on it anyway. Indianapolis south down towards Louisville, and there is some possibilities for that. It's patchy right now, but it could settle in and become more centered, if you will, as the morning moves along. Up in upstate New York from just east of Rochester, probably around Sodus, I'm guessing, over towards Oswego, and then up towards Watertown, you do have some coastal flooding there because of the way the wind's blowing, so be advised of that. Also, we have got some patchy fog in the Chesapeake Bay area. Got a little bit of rough weather up along the coastline of Maine tonight. Got some waves pounded in there, so be advised of that. Now, got to tell you about the hurricane. We're trying to keep track of it as best we can. It's not affecting the United States, but it is affecting down below the Dominican Republic, and it's already hit Puerto Rico. It's starting to move up the islands, Caicos, and it's going to skirt those, and then it looks like it's going to draw a beeline on Bermuda. Now, this storm has got 115 mile an hour winds now. All it's done is increase. It probably is going to jump up another notch before it gets to Bermuda. The minimum central pressure has dropped down to 967 millibars, and it's moving north-northwest at 10 miles per hour, so it's picked up a little bit of speed. Out there in the Atlantic Ocean, we've got a disturbance that has got a 60% chance of becoming a tropical storm and move towards the European area. And then coming behind this Hurricane Fiona, we have got another tropical system with a 40% chance of advancement, development, if you will, and it's lower than Fiona is. So this one here has a shot to come down below the Caribbean and drift down into the Gulf. So we'll have to watch that very closely. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And, oh, by the way, this portion of the Truckers Highway Bible Report that you've been listening to, of course, brought to you by our good friends over at the Pilot and Flying J. Go over there, check them out, see what they have to offer. And you just might be a little bit surprised at what you might get there. Truckers Appreciation Day, too, so you'll get some other great bargains there as well. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us right now. So we're going to go over there to her and say good morning to you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, it was an interesting day yesterday. Obviously, the Queen has now been put in the crypt with her beloved Prince Philip, and I believe her parents were there, too. So it's kind of a family affair, if you will. So that's another chapter of secession that now we'll just have to wait and see what happens with King Charles.
Yes, it was quite the day yesterday.
Yep, and I watched some of it. I didn't watch all of it, but I was really impressed with all the different pageantry with the sailors, 100 and some out of them, with rope actually towing the casket with that horse-drawn carriage, which was being drawn by sailors instead. That was quite impressive to watch that. I forgot all about that they did that over there.
Yeah, that was tradition. It goes way, way, way back in history.
Yep.
They have heard say that it was 10 or more years in the making on going back on history and tradition and how this thing would come to pass. So what was particularly interesting, however, was Joe and Jill were about a half an hour late.
Yeah.
And
they lost their seats.
Schedule that was put out. And that's right. There was a schedule that was put out, and they were about 30 minutes late in that one, so they had to kind of wait for the rest of the people that were part of the thing, and then they were sat 14 rows back.
Yep. All right, hold that thought, because we're going to be about one row back when we get back. So don't go anywhere. I shall return with more.
Tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens. If retired New York fire rescue captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.